You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What the deal is, what the deal is. Hello, everybody. It is Uncut and Unbothered, where labels mean so much, we choose to define ourselves. This podcast is about five young intellectual black women being who they are and saying what the fuck we want. It's your girl, Miss D.
Hey.
Hey.
What's poppin'?
What's poppin'? What's up, ladies? How y'all doing this wonderful, glorious Sunday?
She called the Holy Ghost.
I'm good.
It's your girl, T Streets. You can follow me at Yep She Cold, YUPSHEKOLD. And I'm here today to let y'all know you can call me T. Stuff the Wood T.
Okay.
All right.
Do not call her.
We don't.
What's up, Stuff the Wood T? Yeah.
No. Okay, you know I'm be stuffing the wood after I leave here now.
Praise God.
No.
All right. Well, you know what it is. It's your girl. All handles, head witch, bitch, classy ass Ash. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Going.
And it's your girl, Jasmine. Follow me on IG, just Jasmine90. Brittany is not here today, but you can still follow her. She's sick. You can follow her at Princess B on IG.
And Brittany on Twitter.
Yep.
We miss you, B.
Feel better, babes.
So today we're going to start off with a question. And I don't know, anybody can answer it. How long do y'all make a man wait to have sex?
They don't wait.
I fuck you when I want to fuck you.
No, she said, how long do you think a man waits to have sex?
How long do you make him wait?
Oh, like she said, we grown. If I want to fuck, I'm fucking.
Okay.
So y'all getting to pop it on the first night?
No.
Actually, I've never done that. But I'm not saying I wouldn't. It's just never been that vibe right away. Because, you know, I'm kind of mean. So
you are.
So what kind of vibe does he have to have in order to get a crack?
I gotta get good dick vibes. You know, generally you gotta be around somebody for a while before you able to catch the vibe of whether or not his dick is good. That's why I really haven't fucked on the first day before, because generally I don't catch the vibe right away.
Really?
I know
upon initial inspection how the dick is going. Like, now, I'm sorry, I take that back. If I want the dick, I don't need to. I know.
During the initial encounter when we first meet, if I would have sex with him. But I need to catch the good dick vibe to actually do it. Because it's one thing to find you sexually attractive, but to really know if the sex is going to be good, I have to wait for the good dick vibe.
I am so sick of Jasmine acting like every single time she has sex is good.
I mean,
do anybody else get that vibe? Like, she get bomb dick all the time. Am I the only one getting less than nothing dick?
I've had bad sex before.
But why talk about it?
Why talk about the bad dick? I don't want to embarrass that young man.
So wait, I have a question. You know how people be like, oh, what's your number? Do you count the bad dick?
No.
Ooh.
Take it off.
Yeah.
Okay, so write I was
it off.
Having this
it's
conversation.
A write-off, bitch, like taxes. It don't count. You know how you dispute shit on your credit report? Dispute that shit on your pussy report, bitch. Don't count it.
Show me the whole facts, Jess. Show me the whole facts, because you the cypher nigga. I ain't fucking with it.
Dispute it, bitch.
She the bitch that J. Cole was talking about. Whatever the number is, you got to multiply.
Dispute it, bitch. Okay. It didn't count.
If it only happened once and it wasn't good, it never happened at all.
Y'all crazy.
Or if his dick was little, he didn't reach that far into your coochie, so it was like... It didn't count. It's not like you had sex.
If you can't scratch the surface, then you ain't at it.
Or what if he started doing it and then you was like, this shit weak as hell, and you stop? That shit don't count.
So if you don't come, it don't count?
Oh, that's horrible. That's bad. That's bad, bad.
You stopped him. Damn, so have you had sex that bad? Where you had to stop the nigga like, no.
No, like, no. You know what? Put your shit on. We get out.
Hashtag, pass me my panties.
Like, I haven't had sex that bad, but I feel like now, if a nigga would have came
to me on some shit. Do you count niggas that had just ate you out?
Was the head good?
I mean, no, that doesn't count.
Oh, you mean as a body?
Yes, bodies.
That's not a body. But if you eat a bitch pussy out, then yes, that's a body.
What you mean? Like a woman eating a woman?
A woman on woman. That counts as a body.
Why? Because you can't. Oh, because no.
That's the only form of sex. Yeah. I mean, not text, the form of sex.
I mean, but you gotta spell it out. You gotta say, when you do your body count, you gotta be like, oh yeah, you know, I got six niggas and three bitches, you know.
I don't differentiate. My body's my body's is my business.
Oh, you better start disputing some shit, bitch.
My body's is my body's is my. If it's a bitch down. Or if it's a nigga,
it's a bitch. You better start disputing shit. Nah. Like this, nah, dude, this
nope, that didn't count.
That don't count.
Her pussy smelled a little funny.
That don't count. X marks the X.
I just want to disclose. I don't fuck with bitches that pussy stank. I need that on the floor right the fuck now. If her pussy stank, it's not for me. And I get that vibe very early on if I even want to try. So don't think you can slide in my DM with that fish paste.
But no, ooh, way. So I was watching something. It was like a tattoo, like they was doing tattoo artists tattoos, and you couldn't know what the tattoo was until they was finished. And the bitch tattooed a fucking garbage can by that girl vagina,
by her coochie, and was like, "Yeah, your body odor sometimes."
But wait, then she gonna say something,
bitch. Now that brings us to the on site conversation. Now wait, because bitch, if you did some shit like that to me on national TV, bitch, every time I see you, I'm about to lay your ass out.
But no, she gonna start off telling that woman like, "Well, you know, women's smell first comes from their vagina," and that bitch looked at her like, "So you tell a fucking garbage can they're my pussy?"
I just snorted. Oh my god, that was a lie. That was a lie. So,
like she said, that's something. I'll be like, bitch, every time I see you,
every time
I'm gonna beat your
bitch
ass, and I'm gonna tell my family,
up, bitch,
every time they see you, beat your ass.
Because somebody needs to beat your ass when you was early, because your mama was saying get in the shower and you wasn't. And you should have been listening early on. Now,
but
you
I wonder, is like, do they pay for people tattoo removals on that show?
Probably not.
No, that's the whole point.
That's probably part of the waiver they signed to be on the show.
Mm-hmm. You gotta do what you get.
That bitch tattooed a fucking garbage can by her pussy. I was dead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that just brings me back to my point. So y'all saying the 3-month rule is dead?
3-month rule is dead.
First,
because I saw we had a debate about this on Facebook, and they were like, "Well, what if a man said he waited 90 days to spend money on you? Would you continue to see him or date him?" And I said no. No, bitch. I like Hennessy and chicken wings. Bitch, you gonna buy me something. And I follow my comment with that very thing. No, I don't believe in a 90-day rule for pussy either. We not gonna be fucking around for 90 days and you ain't breaking no bread. Just like I'm gonna break off some pussy if I feel like it.
If I feel like it.
If I feel need to.
Yeah, I like chicken and Hennessy.
I don't believe.
Of all the things to like.
Chicken and Hennessy.
And niggas
that's going to make you walk away like, nigga, we been together 3 months and you ain't bought me no chicken or Hennessy, motherfucker.
You bitch, you coming with something.
I'm fucking dead.
You better pull up with something.
Take me out.
Okay, Jasmine.
Just 3-month rule is dead, in my opinion. Ladies, do whatever you want with your vagina. That's the biggest takeaway. If you want to make him wait 90 days, do that.
Do that.
If you want to fuck on the first night, do that too.
I just feel like we grown.
I just feel like fucking on the first night is dead too.
I'm not weird taking advice from his Steve Harvey 3 marriage having head ass. Just, you not going to tell me what I need to wait on and what I need to do when it took you 3 chimes to get the shit right. That whole 30-day thing came from his whole saga, his whole women, or 90-day. You need to wait. You need to be the prize and make him want it.
If this nigga pussy's still a prize.
Okay.
I put some panties on that got a bow on it. Bitch, it's still a prize.
Okay.
Jasmine.
Okay. Well, that's Jasmine's take.
So after so long in your relationship, when does pussy not become a gift?
Pussy is not a gift.
It's not.
No, so I'm just saying, when does it not?
Stop being cheap on Sweetest Day and Valentine's Day.
Vagina's not a gift.
It's not.
That's not a gift.
Like she said.
Because no nigga better
selling presentation
ever hand me his dick like, happy birthday. Bitch, I'll rip it off. Stop playing with me.
I feel like it's all in the presentation.
Can it be part of the gift, though?
Yo, for sure. Sex is always, you know, on the table. But a bit. Give that man a real gift.
That's not a gift.
Buy him a Nike hoodie and give him some pussy. How about that?
Give him some pussy because you want to give him
some pussy. Buy him a 1-7 and give him some pussy, okay?
I feel like if you set it up real nice, like if you set the room up real nice, you have a whole little feng shui.
I mean, yeah,
going
if you
on,
do it, you know,
that's a present.
Or, you know, a threesome is a gift. That's pussy. That's a gift.
I just said I don't
if
think
you
pussy
into
a gift.
That.
So new pussy for sure not about to be a gift I'm giving you. That's not
new pussy is a gift. If it's the first time y'all fuck, that is a gift.
The first
you gave
fuck
him some.
Is a gift?
The first fuck is a gift.
It's a privilege, but I don't know if you understand what a gift is.
I don't
is.
Feel like it's a gift because how much did he have to pay?
Can somebody define
before
gift?
He got that shit?
Exactly.
Alexa, define gift. What is a gift?
You give to me, I give to you.
Okay.
Material.
I just
you gotta pay to play, fellas. You gotta pay to play.
Y'all is crazy.
No.
She said, buy that man a 1.7 and get him some pussy.
Whatever he's into. Day. Whatever he's into. Buy 2K19 and give him some pussy, bitch. Do both.
You know
do
that nigga be happy as hell. He be talking about that day for life.
So is y'all doing 2K? Sweetest Day?
I mean, I ain't got nobody, so no. Y'all, or, well, y'all I ain't got presents? Nobody that I'm going to buy a gift for. Let me put it that way.
Ooh, okay, talk about it.
I'm going to do Sweetest Day, but it's going to be for me.
What you doing, sis?
I'm just getting
lonely
real.
Bitches be like.
I'm gonna get first of all.
She gonna sprinkle some rose petals on her own pussy. Like,
yup. Hey.
Look down.
Hey, beautiful.
Y'all seen that episode of Big Mouth when the little day. Girl met her vagina?
Oh, yeah.
That's how it be with the mirror.
Yes. Okay.
What about you, Ash?
The only man I need is Jesus.
Hey, okay? That hot stuff.
Sweetest Day is canceled in my household.
Oh,
jeez.
Redirecting.
Oh, Brittany probably is doing something.
Oh, she's got to be doing something.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's for one. Sure. That's one out the crew.
Okay.
So do y'all know or do y'all feel like men still go through phones like women go through phones?
Absolutely, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why do they act like we the only ones who be jumping crazy going because through phones?
They don't want to seem like they're crazy.
Society likes to paint women as being the crazy ones when it's shared. Men are just as crazy. Mm-hmm. It's just that men are not crazy as often as women. Like, women might cut up on every man she get with. Men only cut up on certain women. That's okay. How you, if you see a man really acting crazy, he love that bitch.
Yep.
Love her.
Because they don't know how to really express their feelings so they or their emotions, so they keep it in. So if you get a man to show his feelings and his emotions, that means he's very, very open and comfortable around you. And he care about you.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever had a man check you about something in your phone?
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day, damn, Ash. What and the y'all fuck know, y'all doing? Know how good I am at looking over shoulders and watching people phone because I do it to y'all all the time.
Right? All the she's talking time. About how good I that, am. She not inconspicuous. The bitch be like, scroll up, like what? No, tell him I said this. He don't know you, like no.
Like, ooh, double tap that. That's cute.
Like, let me reply.
Bitch, if you don't get the fuck from off of my shoulder,
privacy screens all but 2019.
He caught me slipping. How do you the slick. You can't slick a can of oil, boy. I tell you.
Oh, my God.
Say it again. He caught me, you know, texting or saying something on Facebook, DMing or something. I'm like, bitch, how was I slipping like that? How did I not see you looking over my
you
shoulder?
You were slipping for doing it in front of him. You better excuse yourself to the bathroom or something.
Fuck all that.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. She you said, I'm going to take this like DM. I'm going to shoot this shot right here.
Because it was a situationship, so...
What?
I had the right to text and call and talk to whoever.
Hold on, sis. I think you need to break that down for the listeners.
It was a situationship, like,
okay,
where we wouldn't officially put a title on it, but you know you would be in your feelings if you saw them with other people texting, calling, going out, dating. You would be in your feelings about it. It was a situationship. It wasn't healthy.
This is the Jasmine word of the day.
Okay. To the listeners, it's not the best thing to be caught up in, but I think a lot of us have been in that situation before. Yes. So, yeah, you mad because I'm, you know, doing my thing, but so what?
That's what
I probably
called.
Shouldn't have did it in front of him. I was young at the time. I was like 21, so I probably shouldn't have did that.
So that was
bad judgment on my part.
That
but.
Was about to be my question. Like, when you in a situationship, like, what do you do and what do you don't do? Like, because we're not in a relationship.
In a situationship, you definitely single. Shouldn't be blatantly doing it in front of the person's face like I was.
Number one, don't do what Jasmine did. Because no.
Don't do what I did. But I'm a hothead, so I wanted to make it mad. So I'm like, I'm about to text this other nigga then and shit.
Gotcha. Can I just say that I
got my ass cussed the fuck out. Okay.
I'd be constantly confused, like, do I wear this or do I not wear this?
In a situationship?
Yes.
You comparing to what you put on?
Sis.
What you mean?
What?
Elaborate.
Yeah.
Sis. I mean, just because you got to be dressed for the occasion. Like, you don't want to be too dressed.
Dick.
No, I mean, like, if y'all go out together.
Oh. Oh, in a situation?
Oh, literally. Oh, you're like, what no. do I wear?
When
I
wear all the same things that I'd wear if we was in a relationship
right.
or
yeah.
not.
I think you're cute.
But I'm very much into wearing what I want. I like secure men. I like still being able. I don't like men that tell me what I can and can't wear. I don't really get with
my ex is like that.
I mean.
He tell you what to wear?
No, he just didn't. when I, because you know what I mean, like she say, I wear whatever it is I want to wear. Nothing mm-hmm. defines me. But he's like, why you got that on? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's too tight. Or why, that's too short.
Yeah. Nope.
I wore my waist eraser one day and I had on jeans, a t-shirt. Why you got that waist eraser on? Take it off.
I'm trying to lose weight, bitch. I want to look nice for you. Damn.
It's not even for you. It's for me. Don't ever get that twisted. So.
Checked. Case in point.
I had to get out of that situation fast.
That's a lot.
Because it's like, you're not my dad. You're my man.
To me, it just depends. I mean, I feel like that goes back to what we talked about last week when we're talking about like what pictures are appropriate to post. Like, I had this dress that I loved and it was like a little, like, cute little low-cut skater style skirt, but it was very short. And because, you know, the skater skirts, they're like A-lines. They're very flowy. And I was like, oh, this is so cute and it's so simple. And I put it on to go out somewhere. I think we were going to the movies. And he was just like, no, you have to change. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm a grown woman. I'm going to do what I want to wear. But the thing is, he was like, I can see your pussy. If you bend over, I'm going to be able to see it. It was short. But I understood that. I'm like, you know, I don't want to go out and wear that. And I didn't think about it like that, but y'all can hate me for it, but just generally, you know how people are, and you go out. If you go out in something super, super short and you can see your ass cheeks or your vagina, that's just a message. And that's not how I want to portray myself. So I didn't receive it as him being like, you know, not even overprotective, but in a good way. Like, I know that's not what you want for yourself because I do know you. And you may not have seen it, but I'm giving you the nigga perspective. And sometimes you do need that nigga perspective. So you could be
sometimes you do. Like, it's been very, very rare that any of my men have ever said anything about what I wear, but that's because they know me. Yeah, that's true. I smack niggas, so, you know, but they know me. They know I like to wear skimpy shit.
You're a girl.
Yeah.
You're a girl. So, that nigga wanted me in Nike Tech and Timberlands.
Nope. Okay, I'm not your daughter that you don't know how to dress, so leave me alone.
That's exactly what he wanted me in. No. Nike Tech's.
Also, while I'm speaking on that, fathers with daughters, stop putting them in joggers all the damn time. Buy the girl some skirts. She a girl. It's okay to let her dress like a tomboy, but I don't like that every time I see a nigga with a daughter, it'd be the cutest little girl, and she only wear Jordans, Tims, joggers. She's a little girl. Let her be a little girl. Speaking as a parent that has boys and wishes she had the luxury of hair bows and dresses and glitter, get a little girl some glitter.
Okay. Ashley spoke today. Passionate about that. That was a little commercial.
Mm-hmm. Right. I have a daughter. She don't know what she want to be. She don't know if she going to be a girly girl or a tomboy because she just going to be in everything.
I like that. Give me diversity. Just don't give me all. Hey.
Nah, yeah.
That's my public opinion for the day.
So, all right. So, if your friend fall out with another friend, a mutual friend, does that mean y'all all just gotta stop being friends, or do you pick sides?
It depends on what they fall out about.
Yeah, it definitely does. It to me, it's like, did something happen, or did you just not like, and then what did y'all fall out, or it's just like, okay, because my situation is I have a friend, my best friend, and I have another friend that I met through life or whatever, and we got closer. We were work friends, but then we became real friends. So like, we got close and we got cool. And later down the line, and I think I posted something on Facebook about the girl. I think I went out with her for her birthday. And my best friend called me on some, why the fuck is you with this bitch type shit? And I was just like, what's the beef? Like, what happened? And she was like, I don't like her. Like, why would you hang out with her? I'm like, what's the problem? What's going on? And she was just like, I just know her since, you know, like, when we was in middle school. And ever since then, she was just childish and she was always talking shit. I'm like, middle school, bitch? Like, middle school? Like, okay. Yo, I actually formed a relationship with sis. I don't know if I'm just about to be, because to me, that's fake. Like, I have a relationship with this girl. So for me to just be like, oh, I don't fuck with you no more because you was mean to my friend in middle school. Like, every female was mean in middle school. Like, you can't convince me otherwise.
Middle school bitches are horrible.
They're terrible. They're the worst kind of people. So I'm like,
I feel like if things have ever gotten physical, then we don't have nothing to discuss. Even if it was a stupid reason why y'all fought. Mm-hmm. Once you fight my friends, bitch, we're not cool. Mm-hmm.
But that just clearly defines, like, who is really your friend and which one is, like, really not. Maybe right. So much your real friend.
And a lot of the times, like, when friends get into it, I kind of try to stay out of it. You know what I'm saying? I do try to be the voice of reason and be like, okay, well, what you think caused this person to do that? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't fall out with the person. Like she said, it really depends on what it is. Because at the end of the day, we bitches, we all don't have the same attitude. We fall out a month or so down the line, we might come back and be like, you know what? I miss you as a friend. The shit that we got into was stupid. You know what I'm saying? Let's just make amends.
And to add to what I was saying, the same situation when I did present it to my other friend, like, I'm just curious. You know, we don't have to go into it too deep. But did something happen between you and this person? Because this is my friend. And she didn't know who the girl was because she hadn't talked to her since middle school. And then for two, when she realized who she was just like, you know what? I was such a bitch back then. Tell her I'm sorry. Like, I was a fucking bitch. I know I was. I was like that to everybody. I was going through my own stuff, and I was taking that out on everybody, and just tell her I'm sorry. So on top of that, I was like, okay. But when I presented that to my friend, she was like, nah, fuck that bitch. It's just like, all right, I won't bring her up to you. Like, you don't have to talk about her. We don't have to hang out together. I kept it G, but that's my friends. Sometimes y'all going to disagree. This was one of the things you got to disagree about. And we never had another issue about it. It just is what it is. So.
But I love when my friends fall out with bitches that I already kind of didn't like in the first place. I'm like, yes. Bye, bitch.
We have good riddance. I had that situation at work. Like, someone in particular that my friend used to be friends with, I used to be every day like, ugh. Does she have to come to lunch with us? Like, really?
You talk about your work now or somewhere else?
She's talking about me.
Oh, Lord. Well,
you know, like
don't touch me.
Like, Brittany, I don't like loves you. To fraternize with a few select women.
We not gonna speak on Brittany while she can't defend herself.
And I say something every time. I be like, that bitch been at your desk too long.
You do.
Tell her to go.
You talk about
bye.
Stop.
Okay, but that's the other problem. Is it okay to have friend alert on your friend? Like, can you stalk your friend and be like, friend?
I don't ask for permission to stalk anybody I care about. If I fuck with you, I stalk you.
I feel like men don't do what we do.
I mean, can you say more on the subject? Because I'm not clear. What do you mean?
I feel like your friend, your best friend, be monitoring all your other friends. Like, oh, so you talked to such and such this morning. I seen her at your desk.
That's me. I'm that friend.
That real possessive friend that don't let you have other friends.
For sure.
I'm that friend.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I text my best friend one day because she was out like with her other little friends or whatever. And
why they always little friends when they not with you?
Wait. I'm on live, right? And Brittany on here. Brittany going to text and tell Jazz and I'm listening. I'll beat her ass.
I had your bees, baby.
I texted. I said, "Bitch, you seem like you having too much fun. I'm gonna need you to calm that shit down. You can't post nothing else tonight.
Nothing else tonight. You wanted
her
to be.
Yeah, I'm like, don't post nothing else about how much that's of my fun best you having tonight.
That's how my best friend is. She be like, I see you with your little friends. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I can only
no.
Then she like, them ain't your friends.
I remember one time my other best friend. Her coworker, she had got cool with this coworker or whatever, and she tagged her in something like a meme, but it said the term best friend in the meme. Mm-hmm. I inboxed her. I'm like, that's not your best friend.
It's not. Why did you do that?
No,
I would have
regressed.
I would have had to. But I'm a friendly bitch too. I'm a friendly bitch to an extent, so I can't even. I be having.
Oh, we know who you friendly.
They
with.
Be hating on me.
We
they
know who you friendly. With.
Like, oh, you friend? You like her?
Okay, because Ashley, yeah. Because you took it to another level Friday. You know what you did.
On Friday?
Yeah.
I don't. You going to tell me later. Because I don't even want you to talk about it. I'm scared. Because I'm scared of me. So I don't want you to tell me what I did.
I be catching Ashley all the time, though. Like,
oh, that's not fair.
I be catching Ashley all the time. Like, we'll be at lunch. And then she'll just walk away. And then just go talk to her
she'll
other
like,
friends.
Hey, that's my friend. I be like, bitch, that's your who?
Jasmine, don't act like I didn't turn around you and see you talk to a girl that worked on that. So let's not act like that because you be talking to the help and shit. You be talking to the motherfucking help. And talking about, yeah, girl, we used to, I don't care what you used to do, sis.
First of all, me and her have been cool longer than I've known y'all.
Did you hear what I'm saying? Did you hear what she said? She just said they cool, they friends. Okay. All right. Y'all friends.
She's been to my house. Why? Because we're friends.
Oh, they're friends. Well, there you have it. It's in script.
Okay, so
first of all, you're talking to my friends to help. Your friend was a temp.
I used to be a temp, Jasmine.
You did. That was before we were cool.
Oh, well, I know.
These bitches throwing shots today, and I am scared of them.
What y'all got against temps? Anyway, listen, y'all. Speaking of friends, do y'all ever notice how much men love being with their friends?
Oh my God, niggas love their friends.
That shit
niggas
gay.
Love and they crusty ass grandma.
That shit gay,
boy.
And my Riley boy.
If you want to get under the nigga's skin, mess with his friends or his grandma. Okay. Okay. Tell Pearl May to come outside since you want to be on some bullshit.
Pearl May?
Bro.
No.
Niggas
don't. Love their friends.
Listen.
Niggas love their friends. And it drives me insane. It drives me crazy. Because y'all going to get to the point where just marry your friends. Just marry your fucking
you
friends.
Just wanna be with them.
I hope they grow a little pussy in their butthole so you can fuck them. Because that's how y'all act.
Actually, now that you mention it.
I done seen so many of my friends, boyfriends, whatever you want to call them, miss birthday dinners, miss graduations, oh, and all that shit. But let their friend graduate with their GED with their bum ass. You going to be at his little ceremony. You going to be at that weekend open like, house and I'm going to throw
out. I'm proud of little Pookie.
Fuck that shit.
I'm proud of little Pookie. Pookie got his GED,
That nigga graduated from life skills and you there at that crusty ass open house his mama giving him.
Like,
fuck
little Pookie just got his, my man's Pookie just got his GED. We about to...
Meanwhile, your girlfriend just got her master's and you like, oh, I can't make it today.
Oh, I can't make it.
I gotta work. Bitch, you should have took off 6 months ago when I announced the graduation.
Let me get my master's and my nigga not there. I'm picking up a nigga at the graduation.
Okay.
You not
period,
my nigga
period.
No more. I got another nigga
with a master's.
I'ma
fuck the dean, bitch. Okay, on that night.
Play with me. Let me get a master's. Let me hit any accomplishment and you not right by my side. And this, tell me if I'm petty. Tell me if I'm petty.
Uh-huh.
With anything, any event that's going on in my life, I feel like if I'm in a relationship, and I know I'm petty, but I just want the confirmation. I need you there because I need these pictures. I need to post pictures about what happened. If we're in a relationship and I have any accomplishment, I don't care how petty it is, especially because I got kids. If you my man, you need to be there to be in my pictures. And I take it very personal if you're not in my... You should have seen me. My baby just went to school and I was like, we got to take pictures. It's his first day of school. And he was just like, nah, I don't really feel like taking pictures. And I was steaming. Like, I had to... We drove separate and when we got to the school, I was like... I really need you to understand that if you don't take these pictures, it's going to be a problem in the future. Because if you think when he graduate with his master's that I'm not going to have something to compare it to.
We're doing a pic collage, bitch, and I want you in every picture.
Everyone. I was steam. He was like, okay, we could take the pictures. And I'm like, is that childish? But I need to document.
No, you're actually kind of crazy.
But men and their friends really irritate the fuck out of me.
Men
with their friends irritates the shit out of me. Because y'all say y'all ain't got time to take us on dates, but you make time to go play basketball with these raggedy motherfuckers. Y'all sit up in the barbershop for 3 hours with these motherfuckers.
Preach.
But you can't make time to take a bitch out for dinner. Fuck out of here.
Amen.
I'm sick of y'all and y'all crusty ass friends.
Amen.
Thank you.
Jasmine, please preach your word on this glorious Sunday.
Because I be ready to be like, so you want to do all this for Mike, but is you going to ask Mike to suck your dick?
Period. Because he's going to have to start.
Period.
He's going to have to start. Because I ain't doing it no
Don't be trying to give me the short end of the stick.
I got to suck all the dick and I don't get none of this, huh?
Okay.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. Simple. That's it.
Sick of me in the next
Want to be with him so much? Go be with him.
Please. Thank you. Please. And leave me the fuck alone.
Hey, y'all ever had a woman come to you, woman to woman?
Yeah. Barbara, this is Shirley.
From the top of his head to the soles of his feet. That's my man.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, no, I had, okay. Perfect story. I was talking to this girl. I mean, not this girl, this guy.
Damn. Talk about it.
I was talking to this guy. We had been on and off for like years, you know, pick up. Get back on, drop off, stuff like that. So this very last time, this girl called my phone. And she was like, don't call him no more. This is girlfriend, blase, blase, then the third, this is that, and whatever. So I was like, oh, well, I didn't know he had a girlfriend. He made it seem like he was single. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know. My bad. I'll leave him alone. That's your man. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
This bitch called my phone for a year straight.
Oh.
When I said I was done with him after she called my phone the first time, I didn't talk to him after that. She continued to call my phone for a whole year straight. The bitch called me one night. It was like 4-5 o'clock in the morning. And this was like months after she called my phone. 4-5 o'clock in the morning. She was like, oh, I was just trying to see if you was laid up at such and such house because I just walked up to his room window and he having sex with a red haired girl to some R. Kelly.
Oh my God.
Oh, this is getting a good R. Kelly dick.
Oh. And I'm like, no, I'm at home in the bed. But I felt some type of way because I'm like,
All I got dick to was Martin episodes and Fresh Prince episodes. I ain't never got no dick to no work.
You got dick to reruns.
You been there making love to that bitch.
So, wait.
When I want to love. She loves.
So, I'm like, no, you know what I'm saying? That ain't me or whatever. I'm like, well, you just really need to stop calling me because I don't even talk to the boy. You feel me? I'm like, once you said that was your nigga, I left him alone. But we were so cool. I called him that next morning and we kicked the shits and we was laughing about it. And he was like, no, it wasn't her. And the bitch don't even got red hair. Whatever, he's like, yeah, I'm sitting here right now with her right now. I'm about to drop her off at work.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. So we just sitting there just laughing, cracking up about it, whatever. So, you know, me, we cool. Like, we was, like, real, like, really, really good friends. So I'm like, all right, well, fuck it. Pull up. Let's get high. So we pull up. It's sitting in front of the house in the car smoking or whatever. The bitch constantly calling my phone, FaceTime.
This dumb bitch done spoke you back into his life. You're raggedy ass.
Listen, she calling, texting my phone, just FaceTime me or whatever. And I'm like, man, get your bitch. Nah. Like, she won't leave me alone. Like, she still calls my phone. Like, get your bitch. So he like, man, no. I'm like, here, answer the phone. He like, no. So I answered the FaceTime and did like this. That was you, bitch.
I'm trying to change my hair up.
I'm such an asshole. I'd be like, it sure was. He licked my ass and everything, bitch. To honey love, bitch.
Oh, my.
To honey love.
So he like, why would you answer? And now she ain't gonna never stop calling the bitch crazy. She gonna harass you, whatever. So the bitch went from, can we be friends? You could just be my girlfriend. And this thing.
Oh,
and
I'm like, crazy.
I had some shit like that happen.
Oh, you crazy.
I had a girl
and
do that.
I'm like, no.
She, dog. Okay, I was talking to this dude, and I had a dude, and we was on an off season, so we wasn't kicking it, and I started kicking it with this other dude. I didn't intend for it to be what it was, but he liked me. He was feeling the kid. He ain't want to let me go. Damn. So we was kicking it heavy, and it was one night I was spending the night at his house, and his phone, I'm sorry, I'm childish. His phone just kept blowing up, and the side of the bed I was sleeping on is where the chargers were. So both of our phones was on the dresser, and I was looking, and it was somebody named Rose with the little emoji on it. And I was just like, okay, like I peep, like obviously somebody named Rose is blowing your shit up, but it's not my business. You not my man. I'm not your girl. I'm gonna go back to sleep. I went back to sleep. It was a bunch of texts. The next morning, it was a bunch of calls, and I'm just like, no, your girl, you know, she was tripping. He asked me, that's what happened. When the night happened and she was blowing his phone up before she started texting him, I told him, like, somebody named Rose calling your phone. He was like, answer it. And I was just like,
ooh, he messy.
Nah, I'm not about to do this. So I ain't answering.
You got 100% chance of me blowing your house up if hello? I call your phone and a bitch answer
hello?
It. Bitch, there is 100% of chance of guns in your forecast, bitch. I'm coming to shoot your shit up if a bitch answer your phone.
Ain't no hoe in my blood. You tell me to answer the phone. I'm like, hello?
Mm-mm.
Who this?
I was like, nah, I'm
all
straight.
I'm going to do is hang up. I'm going to hang up and I'm just getting the card. Like, oh, okay.
Nope. I was like, I'm straight. I ain't even answer the phone. We kept kicking it for a little while. That was her rolling. What is that? Your window? What are you rolling?
Yeah.
Why your windows roll? What are you doing?
That bitch in the 88.
She in an old school.
She like, in a 1988.
Let me roll the windows down in this bitch.
She got a 98 Toyota Camry. so we kept kicking it. We was doing our thing or whatever. And then, like, some time had passed. And I was going. I was on my way into the gym. And somebody called me and answered the phone. And it was a girl like, bitch, where you at? I'm about to come beat your motherfucking ass. You doing all the woo-woo. No, it's just like, oh, Lord, I knew this day was coming. Like, all right. And she was just like, you been fucking with my nigga? You fuck with him? You da-da-da-da? And I was just like, yeah, I have. I kind of knew about you, but I didn't have no confirmation. He said he ain't have a girl, so I just kept taking a dick. My bad, dog.
That's nigga's favorite lie, though.
What?
I don't got no girl. And the whole time being a whole relationship. Like,
if I'm being perfectly honest, I don't think I ever directly asked him if he had a girlfriend. I don't.
That's my first question. You got a bitch.
I don't think I asked him.
I shouldn't have to ask because I feel like you shouldn't be approaching me if you do.
But we know niggas ain't shit.
I mean, no, I do ask. I do ask now. But, yeah, I've gone to women and I've been approached by women. But it's never gotten, like...
No. This is crazy.
It's never been, like, an altercation between me and another woman.
She called me at, like, 3 or 4 in, like, months after I wasn't even fucking with the nigga no more. I was back with my nigga. She called me at like 3 a.m. like, yeah,
what
bitch.
What the fuck is that with bitches calling your phone at 3
It's always 3 or 4. Why y'all got out getting some dick?
Okay. You just up mad at 4 a.m. Okay, fucking Monica, get this shit out of here.
Bitch, you just up in the middle of the night stewing, can't sleep. Just in your bed rocking like, oh, I'm about to write this bitch. I need to know.
She called me at like 4 a.m. like, yeah, bitch, I just got done fucking your nigga. I just wanted you to hear his voice.
I hope it was good, sis.
And all I heard was a nigga in the bed or whatever. Like, she like gave somebody the phone. I just heard a nigga voice like, hello. And I died laughing and woke my nigga up like, bang, she just fucked a stranger to tell me she was fucking you. Like, this bitch is crazy, crazy. So
I'm sure my ex girlfriend think I'm crazy. I'm sure she thinks I'm a psychopath.
You are. You are. True thing.
And I like to rub salt in wounds. I told her, I'm like, yeah, we fucked and we fucked raw too.
Ooh. And don't tell me you fucked my nigga raw.
I did. I told sis.
I'm a break down and cry.
I actually had a bitch tell me some shit like that too, though.
I mean, but you should know though.
She was like, yeah, and it was raw. And it was raw.
Oh my God.
You just I'm like, damn, bitch, you took the raw dick.
I'm quick to be like, nah, he ate my ass though. And it felt so good.
I just
like I don't argue with or yell with people. Like, I just give them dry ass remarks. Like, yeah,
because I feel like I don't need to argue with you. I need facts and then talk to my nigga about it.
My mama always told me though, like, to make somebody even more angry, you don't yell, you don't give them what they want, you give them the opposite of what they want, and that will piss them off even more. Like, so it's like I learned long, like years ago, not to even argue with nobody, just to be like, oh really,
girl,
are you serious? Mm-mm. Well, okay. Like, I'm really, really, really sarcastic as fuck. And yeah, because I'm not about to waste my energy. I can bust a blood vessel arguing with you, and I'm not going to.
Just don't tell me you fuck my nigga raw.
I did. He ate my ass, though. But I did. Like, I feel like she deserved to know.
No, honestly, that remark, it does hit somewhere because you're like, damn.
Because damn, so wait.
Not only did he get that bitch, did she get it?
You risked the baby dick? On that bitch?
You got that bitch the raw dick? Because I'm going in my nigga grill if he says that shit, a bitch told me that.
Like, that means you love that bitch.
First of all, you give her some raw dick. First, I'm fucking your nigga because he yours. He don't even belong to me no more.
I mean, he was mine first, so.
But now he yours. So really, you need to get your nigga out of my bed, bitch. I'm coming to you as a woman. He did what to you? Yours. Nah.
Okay. Okay. Niggas, it's crazy. Niggas is just out here passing out raw dick.
They nasty.
We all know that niggas is nasty. Look at these little boys. They
probably want to give their friends the raw dick too.
These niggas shit with grown boys. Okay, and little boys is nasty.
Oh my God.
Little boys is nasty, nasty. So nasty. They love grown boys.
Hey, y'all ever had to send out a warning text like 911, bitch, get me the fuck out of here.
Yes.
So go 911, bitch. I've sent them and I've received them.
Why did you have to send one?
Because I didn't want to be bothered. Like, or if I was just like going to use the nigga and I get what I want, but you know he's gonna want extra. So you just say, for example, like, I can recall, like, maybe I was just going to get some money from the nigga, but I know, like, he was going to try to be all up in my face and da-da-da, and all I really wanted was the money. And I used to be like, okay, well, call my phone and act like it's an emergency.
That's what cash app is for.
No. I mean, but see, back in the day, it was cash.
Yeah, you're right. Back in the day, you had to go see a nigga if you wanted some money.
Yeah,
yeah, you had to legit go pull up.
And you had to be nice. Yeah, you had to sit there and be nice. You got to sit there and be nice. You got to watch a movie and shit. Oh, like, goddamn, God. I don't want to watch Friday, bitch. I'm trying to get my nails done.
Hey, don't let the nigga be old.
Yes.
And then okay, come on, Earl.
Like, call me, like, call my phone and act like it's an emergency. Like, you need to go. You need me to take you to the emergency.
Emergency
or something like
that. Yes. Like,
yes.
I'm glad I didn't grow up in that era. Y'all got me beat because I ain't never deal with that shit. That's nice.
Niggas, they was nice, but they wasn't, I want to just give you this money to get the fuck out my face nice. No, niggas be like, oh, you want some money? Come spend some time with me.
Okay,
we got to keep the shit.
I be like, come watch the movie. I'm just about to call my dad. Like, I'm out.
Goddamn.
I got the kind of time you need.
Mm-hmm. But now.
Let me go.
Nah. If I'm gonna like, get, if I need some money, get the money, fuck out my face.
And for the money, I have to spend some time. I'm going to see my dad because at least I want to be with that nigga. Like that's the only nigga I'm about to go see and get some money. I have to spend some time with. I'm not about to go fuck with no.
Well, shit, my daddy wasn't shit. I grew up without a daddy, so.
My bad, nigga. I wasn't trying to open wounds and shit. I wasn't trying to take you down
so,
real late.
Yeah, fuck it.
Whoa.
My bad. The most I was trying to sit with a nigga was 30 minutes. Here, let me get this money.
Tap, tap.
Get the fuck off.
Call me at 6:45. Scream.
Not a minute fucking later, bitch.
6:45 screaming, bitch.
Matter of fact, 47. Don't make it suspicious.
Right.
Hey, bitch, hurry up. Call me now.
Call me now. No. Bitch, I'm ready to go. This nigga won't let me leave.
I never had to make the call, but I did have, I'm sorry, I never had nobody make the call for me, but I did have a friend who had me make the call for her, and I kept calling because she ain't answer. She finally picked up like, hello? Nah, I'm good. Like, because she liked the nigga. She ended up enjoying her time with him. Oh. So she was irritated. Oh, yeah. Like, bitch, stop calling me.
I had that happen before. Like, I told my friend, I'm like, I'm just going out to get this daddy. It was one of them weeks where, you know, you only had money for the essentials, not any extras. So, you know, it was a guy here was trying to take me out. I'm like, I'm going to let this nigga take me out because I want something to drink and I want some food.
Hennessy and chicken wings.
And then I told my best friend, I said, look, bitch, I told her, I said, at 7:58, bitch, call me. Call me, bitch. And say, start screaming. Then I send her a text like, don't do it. Don't do it, bitch. I'm having fun.
I'm having fun. A good time. He real cool. This nigga bought like, three rounds.
I'm like, he said something about eating ass, bitch. I'm having fun. Leave me alone.
You win the bitch over. You say somebody. Oh, you eat.
Oh,
ass.
You talk.
Oh, you eat.
You
ass.
Freaky,
ass.
Freaky.
Are you freaky?
Okay. I want to see.
You eat ass. Ass.
Dang.
Bro, like we gonna sit this 911 text out. We just gonna wait. I might get my ass ate tonight, bitch.
Speaking of which, can we talk about the first time you got your ass ate?
Oh. It was like 3 weeks ago.
That was the first time?
Yeah.
Damn, bitch.
Jeez, Ashley. Gosh. Where have you been living? In a cave?
Yeah, tell me about it. Shit.
Bless your heart, baby. Bless your heart.
I'm old. That was a while ago. I'm
with Jasmine. Still trying to remember.
I can remember. Like, I remember it, but it's just like, I wasn't expecting it.
Me nobody either. Ever expects
no, I swear.
Because niggas like to act like they don't.
They don't.
And they'll start out eating your coochie. Then, bitch, you know where my ass is.
You know.
You know where the ass starts. You know that catch your skin.
Look at you.
Yeah, no. Like, you know that. Y'all ever like squeeze your cheeks together like, oh, maybe he don't know he eat my ass.
No.
No. Somebody did that. That was a nerve strut. That
y'all
was a nerve strut.
Try to move real quick.
No, I just let it happen.
No, I mean, like the first time, it was surprise. Like, it make you jump. Yeah, like, oh.
But then you be like,
no,
oh, okay.
No, let that shit happen. Do your thing, cuz.
Yep, I ain't gonna stop you. I am not gonna stop you. And at first, I used to be like, oh, no, it's nasty to ask for it. So I'm not gonna ask for it. But if you
the
do
Lord
it,
says,
I'm not gonna stop.
Tell them what you want.
Okay.
That's not what the Lord says.
When? In what book of the Bible? On Sunday, you lying. You lying. What book?
So.
She gave me the bell. Taz gave me the bell.
You timed out.
But now, as I've got older and everybody is talking about it, I'd be like, oh, so you eat ass.
I feel like it's okay to ask.
Yes.
Oh, I feel like that's. Okay. I ask that on a regular. I like asking taboo questions, so that stuff be interesting. So yeah. I be wanting to know, like,
but niggas still be lying about it.
Like, I don't want to just be asking so a whole bunch of questions. About
I don't
sex.
Even ask. I be like, you know, I just assume you eat coochie. If you eat coochie, you probably didn't lick the little ass.
That's not always.
Don't always
true.
Assume it.
Don't you know my rule, Taz. You know my rule. You know my rule, Taz.
Nasty,
Jasmine.
You nasty.
This bitch, Jasmine.
Right. There's got to be some real freaky shit. Like, can we just get some mediocre freaky shit? Like
mediocre
test.
Life too
there's
short,
no Gary
the
area.
The pussy is not
either.
Like wine. It don't get better with age, bitch. You got to use it while you got it.
What? What do
your
what?
Coochie?
She said your coochie is not like wine.
My coochie got better with age. I don't know.
You
what
know,
the fuck
a lot of women after menopause, they say their coochie start drying up and shit. They be having to use lubricant
and
shit.
My coochie got the Benjamin Button disease,
bitch.
All right, I'm gonna have this conversation with you at 65 and see how you feel.
I can't even imagine being 65.
First of all, I got a tramp stamp and a Hennessy habit. A Hennessy habit? That's called alcoholism.
Nope. That's what they call the meetings. I'm a drunk.
Oh. That's because she is. Five. Bet.
Wow.
Bet. Wow. Alexa, find the nearest ambulance for Jess.
Right now. That bitch need a
She gonna be in surgery like y'all got my Hennessy IV. Okay. Okay.
Hennessy help your circulation.
It doesn't.
Mm-mm. All right.
She just be lying to folks that don't know no better. Jasmine feel like because she got a degree, she could just say shit and it's okay.
But the crazy part is people be believing.
That's what the fuck I'm saying. That I know. Hilarious. You be thinking you could just talk because you got you educated. That shit. Be telling
she
you
be
some
like,
bull
stop fucking
shit.
Lying. Like
bullshit.
At what age do y'all want to get married?
Now.
February.
February.
I do want to be married. I want to actually be married before I start having kids. If God...
Loser.
She just said that in a room full of three other women who have kids and are not married. So the shade is motherfucking felt.
I don't feel no kind of way.
It's not. I don't feel no kind of way because I want the opposite type of shade at anyone in the room. Like I've always felt like that though. Like before.
Shit, bitch. Until a night full of R. Kelly.
That's why I was getting ready to say, if my life is to go that way, I will be very happy. If it don't, it just don't. And it was just something I'll have to live with. But I legit want to be married before I start having kids. All right.
Popular opinion.
That is a popular opinion.
I don't want to get married like I used to. I used to want to get married like really bad.
You
don't like,
want to get married at all?
When I was younger. Now I'm starting to change. I don't.
You gonna have a man friend.
Yeah, pretty much. You I'm gonna go see a man about a dog. Okay. Like, I do want another baby. That's pretty much my only motivation for wanting to get married at this point is because I want another baby. But if I have my little girl before I get married, I'm not getting married.
Really?
Or if I'm not married by the time I'm 35, I'm not getting married.
Why? Why it's can't just, you get married after 35?
Because that's as old as I want to be when I have my next child. Like, I don't want to be no older than 35, 36 the next time I have a baby. So if it doesn't if I don't have a baby or a ring by then, it's not happening. Because that's really my motivation for wanting to get married. But I used to want to get married, like, bad when I was younger.
And I want to get married.
Now it's like I don't really feel no kind of way about
I'm
it.
I'm still going to
just
get
give
married.
Me a good baby daddy.
If I got to go
and
find a nigga.
Good dick.
Oh, my God.
Good baby daddy. Good dick.
If I got to find a nigga in the military, because, you know, they love to propose.
Oh, they love marrying bitches.
And getting married.
And yeah. They good get good benefits.
They do.
Lifetime. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it. I need a big dress. I need it.
Y'all didn't
when
give
I was
me a time
teenager,
frame.
I used to say all the time, oh, I want to be married at 25. I want to have my first baby at 26. I used to say that all the time. Now I don't really give a fuck.
Well, I never had like a time where I like
what age I wanted
to be married.
I don't want to be old as hell though.
I knew I wanted
to have all my kids.
You're only
25.
As old as you make yourself. You're only as old as you feel.
No, when you old, you old.
You old. 40 is not the new 20. You is 40.
56
yeah,
is
I mean,
too
don't
old.
Get me wrong. It is.
That's
it's
a
just,
random ass number, Taz. She said 56. Like, bitch.
That's how old your mama is.
My mama's married.
No, I know.
She would say
50
or 60. This bitch said 56. No. Oh, okay. How do you just pick 56 out the blue?
She knows somebody. She got somebody in mind. That was very specific.
Super
I'm gonna
specific.
Marry you, bae.
Because I feel like by the time you like 40 or 50, I know plenty of like my mother's friends who have gotten married at that age. But I just feel like by 40, 50, 60, you're setting your ways. You know, a marriage is work. It's not just all shits and giggles. It's not all fucking and romance. It's work. Yeah. And you have to learn how to live your life together. If you didn't let me do me for 60 years, bitch, we can be married, but you're going to have to live in a separate house.
I know. I've heard of that too. I've heard of women that are, well, not her women, but one specific woman who told her or her husband now, he told her he wanted to marry her, and she was like, "I like my space. I like my own habitat. I'm not moving in with you. We can get married, but I'm going to need my own place."
Because living with a man tries your motherfucking patience.
He did it. They have separate households. She's like, "I'll come
and if you
spend time with you, but we're not living together.
I've been living on my own for 60 years, and then you come in and say you want to get married. What the fuck? No."
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I definitely still. I would get married now.
I just
like,
I don't
at this
have
point in my life. I'm ready. I'm definitely ready to settle down. I got all these damn kids.
I keep telling the Lord, if you're going to give me my husband, you better bring him now. You better bring him now while I still got the patience. The Lord better reveal him now if it's meant for me.
No, I think I won't get married, like you said, past 35. I think by the time I'm 35, won't want to get married.
Because I want to have my next baby when I'm 30. So the Lord needs to reveal him soon if it's going to happen.
Yeah. I said I was going to have my first child at 35.
Really?
Okay. I'm willing to have a baby at 35, 36.
Your first child?
No, not my first, but my second.
I don't want to have no more kids after I turn 25. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I always want to have my kids really early on. No, I no idea.
I was trying to.
And
thot.
That's because it's like
I was trying to thought in my early 20s.
I'm still dating. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like before I go rush in to have kids, I want to actually get to know my mate first.
I'm fine with that. But like, I also did date the father of my child for 3.5, almost 4 years before we had children. Mm-hmm. So we did have time to spend together
to know each other. Yeah, like I want to be able to vacation whenever we want to vacation versus saying, oh yeah, we need to find a babysitter for such and such while we're gone for a week or two in the fucking islands.
But like, see, the way I thought that, I did it in my brain, it went inverse because I was like, okay, I want to have my kids early because when I'm still in my 20s, I'm going to be building. I had all these goals, set degrees I wanted to get, stuff I wanted to accomplish. I said, I don't mind having my kids while I'm doing all these things because mm-hmm. when I'm ready to live and vacation, I'm going to Italy for a month. Me and my man, we out. We on the road.
Well, I tell anyone who doesn't have kids, there's never a good time to have a baby. There's never a good time to have a baby.
That's never true.
You could say, oh, I want to wait till I'm married, or I want to wait till I get this degree or this house. It's always going to be something that you want before you have to. And I'm not saying wrong with setting those stipulations, mm-mm. but there's never a good time to have a. At some point, I don't care how prepared you are, I don't care how old you are, at some point, you're going to have to find a babysitter. Mm-hmm. There are going to be things you're going to miss out on because you have that baby. Absolutely. It's never a good time to have a baby.
That's true.
Never good. If you want a baby, just do it.
Somebody asked me that recently.
Unless you're like 16, go out and be a hoe for a while.
Yeah. Just a few years.
Go be a hoe. No.
Or be productive and build your life.
Do all of that.
Oh, we're not going
to
go out
and
party.
I mean, you can hoe and be productive.
I know a lot of them.
I personally just think you should just be young for a while. But like you said, you had your kids early on and you wanted that.
And Bother does not approve.
But I knew what you, I agree with what you said.
This is not the message we're sending.
But
I agree with what you said, that you were always going to need, you know, to be able to have a babysitter. But I wanted to do that while I was busy doing other stuff that I could do it. If I want to go to Italy, I can't find a babysitter for a month. I need my kids to be grown by then.
Yeah. Right? But see, I'm almost 30. I was 27 when I had my first baby. And I felt like that was a good time because I spent my late teens and early 20s partying, doing what I wanted to do. Sure. Going to college, just out doing
You
me.
Did that.
I had my own place. I had relationships before I had him. I knew what it was like to be an adult.
And be single.
Right.
And be single and do what I want without having a child along for that ride.
I get that. I definitely get that. Because I did miss out on that. I didn't have a lot of adult years where it was just me doing my thing.
Right.
I think that is
a big part of self-discovery.
It is. But, which is why I will go back to what you said, I think a whole phase is crucial. I'm sorry. You can fight me for it, but I feel
that's
like
that's a
whole
good topic. We're
necessary.
gonna have to start wrapping this up, but that's
back.
A good topic.
We're gonna
is
come
a whole
back to
phase
that.
Necessary?
Yes.
Before we close this out, I got one question for you.
Whole phases are necessary,
we
ladies. Go home.
We're gonna come back. comment. Let us
the
know
men
what you
are gonna
think.
Hate that.
Because I want that opinion. It's gonna be on all our
men
social media.
Men are going to eat that one up.
That's gonna be our question
is
for this week.
Is the whole phase important?
Is the whole phase important? Men and women. For
and what age are you supposed to go through it?
And what age? Comment, like, follow
your
us.
Early teens,
18 to 23.
We're gonna talk about it next week. Follow us. We forgot to tell y'all. Follow us on Instagram, Uncut and Unbothered.
Yeah. Uncut and Unbothered.
Instagram, Twitter. We even have a Facebook page. Like, subscribe, comment. Let us know what you want to hear. Let us know what you want us to talk about. If you want to chime in, we're open to all the feedback. But is a whole phase necessary?
Yes,
definitely gonna touch on that next week.
You said you got one more question.
That was it.
Do we got time?
Oh, okay. Do we have time? Look,
no,
I keep seeing this every all on Facebook. Why are they saying women don't like to ride?
Oh my God.
She wrote
because I don't.
We're like gonna have to
motion.
Discuss that next week.
Yeah.
Y'all have to come back. You know, your legs be burning like a motherfucker.
Y'all just lazy.
Lazy.
Like a soldier.
Okay.
Like a soldier.
Are you a writer?
I got a bop bop scoop. I got a bop-bop scoop.
Okay. Bouncing on the dick.
Please listen to us again. We'll be back.
Talk about all of these.
Just follow me at Just Jasmine 90.
Hey, which bitch? All handles.
Yep, she called YUPSHEKOLD.
Also, I'm a daughter with 2 underscores. You ladies and niggas, have a wonderful evening.